President Biden is the fifth U.S. head of state to tangle with Vladimir Putin. Going back to Bill Clinton, American presidents have had to respond to Russian aggression in former Soviet states and the Middle East. And Putin has had to contend with U.S. adventures abroad. Let's talk about some lessons of recent history with Tom Graham, distinguished fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He was senior director for Russia at the White House National Security Council staff from 2004 to 2007. Tom, welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Okay, Vladimir Putin first became the president of Russia in 2000. That was during the Clinton administration. And at the time, Bill Clinton said he thought Putin was someone the U.S. could, quote, do business with.
What I have seen of him so far indicates to me that he's capable of being a very strong and effective and straightforward leader.
Now, at the time, Russia was fighting a war in the breakaway Republic of Chechnya. Horrific, massacring civilians, burning an entire village. To some analysts, Clinton played down his criticisms. Do you think he did?
I think he did in public. You know, the word is that he, in fact, raised that issue with Putin in private and was somewhat critical of that. But at this point, you know, the United States was trying to build a better cooperative relationship with Russia. So therefore, in public, at least, he wanted to project the sense that the relationship with Russia would be on the mend.
And Clinton left office less than a year after Putin came to power, and the next American president, of course, is George W. Bush. In 2001, President Bush, many of us remember this, said he looked Putin in the eye during a meeting and got a sense of his soul. Let's take a listen.
I wouldn't have invited him to my ranch if I didn't trust him. These will be fruitful discussions, and I believe what people will see is a joint strategy. The president is a history major, and so am I. And we remember the old history. It's time to write new history in a positive and constructive way.
Now, toward the end of the Bush administration, August 2008, Russian forces began an invasion of Georgia. The Bush administration did not sanction Russia, and it rejected Georgia's request for weapons. Why did the administration take that tack?
Well, yeah, I had left the administration by that point, so I had no input into this. But I would imagine that the administration still was hoping to build a better relationship with Russia. Remember, the main foreign policy priority of the administration at that time was the war on terror. We hoped that at a minimum, the Russians wouldn't create problems for us. And so everything else was a secondary priority, and that includes Georgia. You know, that said, you know, the president did meet with Putin on the margins of an Olympics in Beijing at that point and did raise very bluntly with Putin the war in Georgia and accused Putin of being cold-blooded. And this did lead to a sharp deterioration in relations at the end of that conflict in August of 2008.
Mm-hmm. President Obama, of course, then comes into office talking about a Russian reset. Here he is talking in 2010.
Indeed, I firmly believe that America's most significant national security interests and priorities could be advanced most effectively through cooperation, not an adversarial relationship with Russia.
Now, critics of the reset at the time included Republican senators John McCain, Lindsey Graham, who wanted a more hawkish American posture. Did the Obama administration potentially overestimate what economic integration could deliver as far as U.S.-Russia relations?
I think certainly they did. I think all the administrations exaggerated what economic integration can do. It's national security interests that take priority. And if those national security interests are in conflict, the business relationship are not going to play any significant role in dampening them. But remember, the reason that President Obama wanted to build constructive relations with Russia was that his signature foreign policy goal at the beginning of his administration was creating a world without nuclear weapons. So President Obama was prepared to do some other things that the Russians would find attractive as a way of encouraging cooperation on the strategic nuclear issues.
Yeah. Now, of course, also in the Obama administration, Putin's Russia annexed Crimea in 2014, and it got involved in the war in Syria, supporting the Assad regime. President Obama was widely criticized for drawing what he called the red line and not taking action after it was crossed. Was that a moment that Vladimir Putin took a lesson from?
I think so, and that was that the president of the United States needed him perhaps more than he needed the president of the United States at that point. Remember, this happens in 2013. There was already a significant amount of ill will between the two presidents that was apparent at a G8 meeting in Northern Ireland early in the summer. Mm. You know, after that came the Snowden affair, you might remember, and in response to the Snowden affair, the Obama administration called off a bilateral summit meeting that had been prepared with Russia. And so Putin must have really enjoyed it when Obama came to St. Petersburg for a G20 summit meeting after Syria had crossed the red line, after the administration had decided not to use force as it had said it would in response to that, and worked with Putin to develop a plan to have Syria disarmed of its chemical weapons. So President Obama, after he said he didn't want to meet Putin, reaching out to Putin to help him solve a problem in Syria, must have been a delicious event for Putin himself.
And then, of course, for Vladimir Putin, the next American president was President Trump, who we remember the recent history. He threatened to withhold military aid for Ukrainian President Zelensky unless he helped to dig up dirt on the Bidens. And before that, Trump repeatedly expressed his disagreement with the Obama administration's decision to kick Russia out of the G8. I mean, what lessons do you draw from the Trump-Putin period and relationship?
Well, you know, for President Putin, President Trump turned out to be something of a disappointment. When he was elected, there was some hope that they would be able to, you know, I guess the proper term is manipulate Trump in some way. You remember the disastrous meeting in Helsinki in 2018, where President Trump basically sides with President Putin on the question of Russian interference in the presidential election and the storm of protest that raised in the United States. That actually put an end to any real chances of cooperation between the two countries on a whole range of issues. So I think the lesson that President Putin draws from President Trump is that it's very difficult to conduct business with the United States, that the president's out of sync, not only with his administration, but the broader American political establishment.
Well, President Biden has, of course, said that the U.S. will not put boots on the ground in Ukraine. And part of that calculation is because Russia has nuclear weapons. And that's my last question for you. Has this given Vladimir Putin a certain amount of space for the aggression that we've seen him undertake?
To a certain extent, yes. But remember, you know, the United States also takes advantage of this relationship and is dealing with Russia, doing things that might be contrary to Russian interest in the understanding that the Russians are probably not going to escalate because of the nuclear factor, particularly when this may be a secondary issue for the Russians. So Georgia, as we've already discussed in 2008, wasn't a top priority. Same thing in 2014 in Crimea. The administration is cautious about responding too aggressively, again, because concern about nuclear weapons. You know, we're in a similar situation now, although obviously this hasn't turned out quite the way President Putin had calculated it. President Biden turned out to be a much more sure-footed leader, I think, than President Putin had calculated after their first meeting in Geneva last year. He's managed to rally the West in a way that President Putin did not think was possible, given the disarray in the West. So he's up against, I think, a greater challenge. And so how useful nuclear weapons will be in dealing with what is turning out to be something of a major setback for Putin remains to be seen.
Tom Graham is Distinguished Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Tom, thank you for the time.
You're certainly welcome.